Bringing you real voices, real issues, and real solutions. You are listening to The Smart Hour online. Your global connection to uncensored, thought-provoking interviews and great conversation about what faces our world today. This is not mainstream media. This is The Smart Hour. Here you go. Your host, Tanisha Smart.
Hello, hello, lovies. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Smart Hour tonight. I do appreciate you guys constantly tuning in and just seeing what God is doing here on the Smart Hour and just what we're talking about. So, again, thank you. So tonight we are actually going to talk about something that the Lord has placed on my heart to prepare people for this end time. You know, this show is a very real show. We talk about good things. We talk about real things. And so tonight we're going to talk about something. The title of this show is Trojan Horse, is what the name of it is, and I will share with you what the Lord has placed on my heart. So as usual, we'll take a quick break, and then I will come back in and dive right into tonight's discussion. Stay tuned.
The Smart Hour, brought to you by Fit, Focused, and Curvy, knowledge for the complete woman, an environment for women to share and grow, offering tips and testimonials on fashion, parenting, cleaning, and much more. Be sure to friend us on Facebook at Fit Focused Curvy, follow us on Instagram at Fit Focused Curvy, and check out our website at fitfocusedcurvy.com.
One basic truth can be used for the foundation for a mountain of lies. And if we dig deep down enough into the mountain of lies and bring out that one truth to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. And there is nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than the revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies is built. Because the shockwaves of the revelation of truth reverberate and continue to reverberate throughout the earth for generations to follow, awakening even those people who had no desire to be awakened to the truth.
Everybody wanna run the world and everybody try. The question is, why do the proletariat die? For the fantasy is dumb, most humanity is numb. Your calamity is come, why you tanning in the sun? Who's accountable for murder insurmountable? Some are cannibal like Hannibal, living like animals. Who's behind the scenes? Who's pulling the strings? Who's tearing the fabric of our culture by the seams? Enlightened beings, I beg to differ. You staring at the Big Dipper, piecing together the big picture. Signs of the times, calculating isn't difficult. Gurus claiming mystical, we're blinded in the spiritual. I had a slip or two, tapped the root, trying to forget about. I want my Lord a videotape and everyone's whereabouts.
Ironic, what I doubted was the answer I was seeking. Christians got it, but some old tradition needs some tweaking.
I saw the answer leaking through the scripture, it was Jesus. Emancipate your spirit, he's the son of God who frees us. It's going down under your nose, the world is reconstructing. You're blind because you're laboring that cubicle you stuck in. And trust CNN to warn you would again, your reality's pretend and it's hard to comprehend. When I offer you the red pill, hamster on the treadmill, going nowhere but a life in Christ seems left field. Sometimes I ask why, then I look at the sky and I
leave it all.
Sometimes I ask why, then I look at the sky and I
leave it all.
To my backpacker underground, socio-political, who don't believe in every lie that this system is giving you. I feel you, but the next level is spiritual. These world leaders got spirits with them, up in them, you fighting with them. Therefore, you unprepared for the battle, you fighting with the spirit of God. We ready to clash with the titan. White supremacist, biochemist, ducked out menace, licking shots at his neighbor in hood tennis. There's a war in the spiritual plane. You might have a beautiful brain, but it can't hang with how they do when they dang. I maintain through the new life that the Father is given. Through the Son of God, I'm free from this biophysical prison. Eternal, documented in God's journal. I'm saved from the infernal that'll burn up your external. Powerful living, fighting the temptation to sin. I've been given a new beginning and it still got my head spinning. Had the breath of God, now I got his very life in me. Beautiful renewal, cleansing out all of the strife in me. Now no one make my way, make or break my day. If me and God is okay, then y'all need to parlay. So we preach the gospel like apostles to the hostels. Even Baptists, Pentecostals, scientists studying fossils. Colossal opposition for reaching people, cause I show them Jesus is more than a church steeple. Sometimes I ask why, then I look at the sky and I
leave it all.
Sometimes I ask why, then I look at the sky and I
leave it all.
All right. Thank you so much for staying tuned to the Smart Hour. That was Rabbit Hole by the artist Precise. That song is very pertinent to what we're talking about tonight in regards to Trojan Horse. That song actually talks about a lot of the things that are going on behind the scenes, just the higher ups, the mass agenda, just a lot of the things that are going on that the masses are really asleep to. So when we talk about Trojan Horse, we're going to talk about hardware and software. We'll start out talking about that, and then I'll lead you or show you, you know, a scripture that talks about some things. But when we think about software, essentially this message is going to be about hardware and software. So when we think about software, software is on a device, you know, on your phone or on your computer. Software would be, for those of you that don't know, would be like Facebook, Instagram, Windows 8, Windows 10. If you have a Mac computer, it would be Sierra or El Capitan or whatever software you have. That would be the software. Those are like the apps and the things that you put onto your computer. And for those of you that do not know, the hardware is the actual phone or the actual computer, like the actual Dell or Mac computer. Now, sometimes when something goes wrong with the software, it can affect the hardware. If you download some apps or software, for instance, your screen may go black or your camera may stop working or the phone could just start freezing. You just may have no functionality of the phone or of the computer itself at all. And when we think of that analysis, that's what we want to think about as a whole tonight as we talk about Trojan Horse. Now, if we take that same analysis that I just mentioned with the software and the hardware and how it affects, you know, the software, how it affects your phone, if we take that same analysis or that process and apply it to the human being, the hardware would be, you know, your physical body and my physical body, our hands, legs, heart, organs, you know, just whatever we physically have. The software in this instance would be the mind, the will, the emotions, which is another name for our souls. So our heart, what would be our physical body, the software would be our souls, mind, will, and emotions. When we do things, like we see a lot of things that are going on in the country today, say, for instance, the Women's March that just took place, and a lot of people are rioting. When we see things like that, like a march or a riot, we make the choice to do these things. As a people, we make the choice to do these things because something is going on in our software. People commit mass murders, you know, because something is going on in their mind, will, and emotion. So something is going on in that software. Now, when we think back to computers, we know that we can get in our software, we can get a virus. You know, there are also viruses for phones. A virus typically happens when a person unknowingly agrees to download some software, some app onto their device that affects the device. So I just want to, before I dig into the whole thing with the virus, just thinking about, you know, the Women's March and, you know, our mind, will, and emotions, you can see a lot of times that those things are influenced. Our mind, will, and emotions are influenced by what's going on in the culture and what's going on in society. And when we succumb to those things and when we get into our marches and things like that, if there is something that's not right behind that march, like if the spirit of the march or the heart of the march of the action or the action is wrong, then that lets us know essentially that something is going on, again, with the mind, will, and emotions. So like I said, when we think about computers, as we're using this as an analogy, our computers and our phones, there are viruses that can get on our computers. And a virus, again, typically happens when a person unknowingly agrees to download some software onto the device. I've been a CPU tech and iOS tech at Apple for quite some time now. And working at Apple, just to share with you something, working at Apple, there was a virus about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. Some of you may have been affected by it, but it caused people's phones to date all the way back to like the 80s. So people willingly downloaded, you know, this software because they were told the software would make their phones vintage. Okay, so it did make their phones vintage. It did make the phones, you know, date all the way back to the 80s. But people thought it was pretty cool, so they did it. What they were not told is that their phones would freeze and would not be able to do anything else. So thousands of people saw this seemingly cool feature and downloaded that feature, which was actually a virus. And Apple ended up having to replace many, if not all, of those phones. Once, you know, the users were deceived and downloaded this software, the hardware no longer functioned as it should. It was incapable of doing anything that it was created to do. And that was the purpose of it. That was the purpose of whoever created that virus. The purpose of it was, and even though this is so malicious, I don't know why people do it. Some people do it so they can, obviously they make money, so they can get the viruses off. I don't know why hackers, you know, and people that create viruses do things like that. But that was the purpose of the virus. It was to shut the whole phone down, so that it wouldn't be of any use, so people wouldn't be able to use it. Likewise, you know, it is with a computer. You know, if you have a computer, Dell or Mac or whatever kind of computer you have, people get a virus on the computer, and it causes the hardware to shut down. The computer can't be turned on. I know I've had a virus, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I kept getting these. The one time I had a Dell computer, and I kept getting these messages or these notifications to come up and ask me if I wanted to make changes, you know, if I wanted to download this software and it would make changes to the registry. So me not knowing, I would just click okay, and just let it go ahead and download, you know, whatever it was, until the computer got to the point where it just would not shut on. It wouldn't come on at all. Like it would, or if it came on, it would initially go to the first screen and wouldn't do anything else. It would just be frozen. So, and I know with, again, working with Apple, they actually have it, it's been created. Well, the Mac computers have actually been set up so that when it comes to something being downloaded onto the computer, Apple has it set up so that you have to enter your admin password. That way it makes you aware, okay, something's about to be downloaded onto your computer. If you agree with this, you have to physically put in your password and not just click okay. So that actually helps with some people with that. It's not to say you shouldn't get, you know, some sort of virus protection with the Mac computer, but that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to explain to you that I have had a virus on my computer, and that's the way it came through. So, you know, with the computer, again, you'll get these notifications that'll come up, and if you click OK and allow these things to make changes to your computer, it can shut your computer down completely, because I've experienced that. So going back to our bodies, again, if we were to think about our bodies being the hardware, right, and our mind, will, and emotions, again, also known as our soul, being the software, the mainframe or the most precious part of our being is actually our soul. It would be that software. So if we're looking at our bodies being the hardware and the mind, will, and emotion, or our souls being the software, our soul is the most precious part being. So if something goes wrong with our hardware, many times, just like exchanging our keyboards or a mouse, you can have surgery or take medications to remedy that, right? So, but when it comes to our souls, the only help for that is the saving blood of Jesus Christ. So it's not, you know, just looking at that analogy, we can't just, you know, go and fix our souls, you know, just like with the computer. Sometimes you can't just go and make those changes. We can't just go and make the changes so quickly or so easily like we would be able to do if it was something like exchanging a keyboard or exchanging a mouse or exchanging a monitor. Again, with our bodies, we can make a quick change sometimes by having a surgery or taking medications. But the software is not like that. Our souls are not like that. The only help we have for our souls, for saving our souls, is Jesus Christ. So, you know, when a computer gets a virus or some wonky things start happening, a tech can sometimes remote into your computer to remove the virus. You can see them, like I've had it happen for me, and I could see them moving around on my screen. You can see the cursor moving, and they delete things and put things in the trash. And once they are done, the computer stops freezing, and it powers on as it should, and so you're back in action. That is a great thing under two circumstances. The first circumstance being that the virus hasn't gotten too bad, right? And the second one is if the tech can still get access to the computer. If the computer is shut off due to the virus, the tech can no longer get access to that computer and it cannot be saved. So a repair shop or a doctor or nobody can get access to, once it's shut down, it can't be saved. You just have to replace that computer. Likewise, it is with us, okay? So again, going back, I have to go back to references. Again, our bodies would be the hardware. Our souls would be the software. And when there's a virus released into, you know, if a virus is released to us, that would affect us. Now, so the Trojan horse is, again, going back to what we're talking about here, there is a virus already released with the mark. If you take this, it will automatically shut you down because your mind, will and emotions will no longer be controlled by you, but by that virus. The virus could be, you know, the virus in this case, we're talking about the virus. The virus in this case would be the mark of the beast that's spoken of in Revelation, okay? So that virus, we see so many things that are out today, and this is just to let you know how pertinent this information is. There's so many things out today. We have the smart TV and the smart refrigerator and the smart pill, and we have smart phones. And so we have all these different things that are to make us tech savvy and launch us years and years into the future, if you will. These things that are supposed to make our lives so much easier and convenient. That is what we have going on in the earth today. And so when it comes to now, I know for me, I have a chip in my bank card, and I think that's probably all over the country at least right now. You got the chip in your bank card, and you have to use the card that has the chip, and many people had their bank card shut down because the chip wasn't in their old bank card. So they fixed it so people, if they swipe the card would not work, so the person had to go into the bank or had to contact the bank so they could request another bank card that had the chip in it, and that's supposedly to make it more convenient. We look at a lot of things now, like I know, again, working at Apple, there is Apple Pay, and it's where you can load however many credit cards you want to load up on your, you know, load whatever credit cards you want to load up on your Apple Pay, and then you can just make your payment by scanning your finger or by, you know, your fingerprint or what have you. And so this is the age that we're in right now where everything is so quick and everything is so, we want everything fast, everything convenient, everything is at the touch of a button or at this point, you know, sometimes we can just scan something like our fingers. So that's why this is very, it's very alarming, to say the least. So when we talk about the virus or we talk about the mark of the beast, which in this case would be a virus, the virus could be the RFID chip that's already out on the market. You can actually YouTube that. There was actually a show where Dr. Oz was saying that it was a great thing. And I'm not saying that the RFID chip is the mark of the beast, but I'm just telling you to be aware because that is something, the RFID chip is something that would have all of your information on it. And when the advertisement is done or when they talked about it on Dr. Oz and some other things that are online, they make it seem like you need it. So they talk about, you know, how convenient it would be. You would have, you know, all of your information on it, your driver's license information, everything that you want or everything pertaining to your identity would be on that chip, okay? And with this RFID chip, there are people that have already had this chip implanted into them, into their hands. So they, if they, you know, with this with this commercial that they did, they actually had it where someone, you know, if you have to go to the hospital and you don't have your things with you, then you, you know, can go in and they can just scan your hand and get all of your information. So, of course, it's going to make it, they're going to make it seem like it's okay and it's great and it's, you know, this new cutting edge thing. And of course, you want to have it because it's really, really convenient. But we just want to be sober and we want to be careful when it comes to things like that. We don't want to get so tech hungry or tech savvy or feel like we got to have everything techie. Like I said, with all of our appliances, we've gotten to that place now where you got to have a smart refrigerator that will look into your refrigerator and show you by camera what you've forgotten, you know, so that you'll know what you need to get when you go to the grocery store, when you really could just write a list, just like, you know, the old days, just write a list. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he has a crock pot that he can turn on from an app on his phone. So we have gotten to the point, your crock pot, you can even operate your crock pot from your cell phone. And, of course, we do have these options or these things out now where, you know, you can turn your lights on from your phone or you can turn on the radio from your phone, or there are just so many different things that on the surface they look really cool, really convenient. It's really, really neat. But what this is doing is actually getting people conditioned to everything being quick, everything being electronic, everything being tech, merging human beings with technology. That's what this is actually doing. It's getting people into that frame of mind. And what we want to do is make sure that we are sober and that we are aware of what's going on. We are not computers. We are people. You know, we are people with a mind, will, and emotion. We are people that have bodies. We're people that have hearts in them. We have people that care. We are people that care. And so what we don't want to do is get to a position where we are treated as if we are computers. And if the masses are not careful, this is exactly what will happen. So again, and talking about the chips, I've explained, you know, in summary what the RFID chip is. And again, you can look that up online. R as in Robert, F as in Frank, I as in ice cream, D as in date, is the RFID chip. Or it could be, you know, this mark of the beast that's spoken of in Revelation. And I'll bring up that scripture for you in just a moment. But it could be some other method as well. So, again, it's going to be introduced to the masses. It's cool. This RFID chip already has been. But just like a hacker that creates viruses, if people begin to notice it, the hacker just keeps getting smarter and smarter and finding ways to make it more appealing. So by doing this, you know, when we think of a computer, you know, if they find out, if people start getting smart, like, ah, I can see that that's a virus, the hacker would just come up with different ways to make the virus more appealing. By doing this, people will willingly accept and download it into their computers. So hackers deceive people by making them afraid. You know, you may see a pop-up on your computer that says, warning, your computer has a virus. Download this Safe Mac or this Windows Safer or scanner or whatever they may call it, or this such and such scanner to scan your computer, when the reality is that that very thing that you would be downloading is the virus itself. So once you willingly accept it, there's no going back. Once someone accepts that virus onto their computer, that's it. And that's the way it would be with the mark of the beast. Once a person accepts that chip or whatever the mark of the beast is, you know, as it speaks of in Revelation, it will cause your hardware to shut down. It will cause your computer, if we were to speak of that analogy again, it will cause you, your emotions, your mind, will, emotions, all of that, it will shut down because you'll no longer have control over it. Jesus won't be able to get in because you won't have control over your mind, will, emotions, or your being. So if you get the mark of the beast, your software, in this case, will be corrupted, and there will be no turning back. You know, according to the word of God, hell would actually be that person's destiny, their person's end. So the scripture is Revelation 14, chapter 14, verses 9 through 11 is what I have here, and that's in the King James Version. And the third angel, I'll read it to you, and the third angel followed them, saying in a loud voice, if any man worships the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, goodness, receives his mark, the mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. So when it comes to that, we want to make sure that we, again, we're sober, we are aware of what's going on, and that we're not allowing anybody to put any chips in us, any stamps on us, anything on our forehead, anything on any of our hands. We don't want that, because we want to have the option to be who God has created us to be, which is human. We want to have the option to receive Jesus. And it is my prayer that everybody listening in now has actually received Jesus. Now, when we think about this and everything that's going on right now, as far as the mark and how or whatever this thing is, you know, that they're coming with as far as the mark of the beast. When we think about that, we want to, like I said, we want to make sure that we're sober, but we also want to pay attention to who the beast is. And I'll do some other things. If the Lord leads me, I will do another show regarding that, because I don't believe that God will put us in a position to say don't receive the mark and then we not know what it is or we not know what to look for. There are some people that, you know, it doesn't take, you know, you being a person that's spiritual or anything like that to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to let somebody, you know, put something in my body. Some people are not going to do that because they're just not going to do it. They know up front is something wrong with this, so I'm not going to do this. However, there are some people that are, again, caught up in the times and want the latest everything that deals with technology, and those are some of the people that may be deceived when it comes to that, and we definitely don't want that to happen. We want people to have the option to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and thus be saved from that torment or saved from you know, the torment of hell. So when we look at all of this stuff that's going on with the tech, you know, merging, the attempt to merge human beings with technology, do you know there are even places now where you can have your baby designed? You know, you can have them, you know, do whatever they need to do with your chromosomes or with your DNA, I should say. You can select the sex of the baby. They can do things with the babies where you can have your baby smart or try to make your baby a genius. Or, I mean, there are so many things going on where scientists and people are just tampering with God's order of things. And we want to make sure that we are aware, that we are alert when it comes to everything that's going on. I'm not going to believe that this show is something that doesn't need to be talked about, because it is. There are a lot of people that are asleep. There are a lot of people that are caught up in, you know, what's going on in social media and who's pregnant and who's dating who and what's going on these reality shows. And we just don't want this type of thing to slip up on us and we feel as though we have to have this mark. The word even tells us that people will be forced to get the mark to even buy and sell. So when it comes to getting the mark of the beast, like it will affect how people will even eat, who will make a living, and different things like that. And in a case with that, in a case like that, we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be saved. We need God in our lives. We need to be able to call on God and ask God for strategy and ask God for what we are supposed to do in this last and evil day, because it's going to continue to get darker, you know. And I'm not being a pessimist in saying that, but I would be like a whole bunch of people that are just I don't know, preaching a feel-good message, you know, to tell you how you can get your car, your house, or all these things. God hasn't called me to do that, at least not in this season. You know, I don't know how he'll use me later. God has called me to sound the alarm. And so since these things are constantly on my mind and he constantly puts them before me, I have to be obedient and make sure that I'm letting you guys know what he's put on my heart so that I can tell you. And that's why there's been such a shift with the Smart Hour, because I have to be led by him and what he wants to do. And this is something that he wants out there. This is information that he wants out because he cares. There are still people that will be saved. There are still people that will receive Jesus as their Savior. And so in going at this rapid pace that we have in front of us, you know, that we see in our culture, this rapid pace of technology and everything, this is an alarm, a message to sound the alarm that these things are already in the earth. If you do the research, there are some thousands of people that have already received this chip, whatever this chip is. And like I said, I'm not saying that God said that that is the mark of the beast, but it could actually be. What we want to do is make sure that we're not allowing people to stamp us with anything or put anything in our forehead, our hands, or anywhere on our bodies, because we weren't designed to be. We are humans. We are not computers. And so when another thing that God has trained my eye to do and my ears to do is to pay attention to what's going on in the culture, because a lot of times what's going on in the culture or what we see manifesting parallels with something in the spirit, or it also parallels, it reveals what's going on behind the scenes. So when we think about this chip, and we think about the mark of the beast, and we think about all of these things where there will essentially be mind control, when we think about these things, then we understand why there was this big wave of the mannequin challenge, the revelation in that. That revelation is them attempting to create synthetic human beings, mind control human beings, people that they can cause to pause or to stop or whatever. So just this whole wave across the culture, and you see everybody doing this mannequin challenge, but what we have to do is be sober and find out, okay, God, why is everybody doing this? Like, what is going on with this? What's the revelation behind this? And so we have to be awake. We have to be aware. We have to be sober, you all, so that we are not deceived. We have to be sober. And so this is God's heart cry, his heart cry to people to pay attention again to what's going on, to be aware of what's going on around you, and to also know the effect of the mark of the beast. The effect of the mark of the beast is for those that get that mark, as I just read in Revelation, again, that's Revelations 14, 9 through 11. As I just read to you in Revelations 14, 9 through 11, the people that get that mark, their destiny is already determined for them just by that choice. So because once you get it, you have no control over your body. If you don't receive Jesus as your Savior, you can't. He's the only way. He's the only way. He's the only way. So it's my prayer that you receive Jesus now and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, you know, that you will have the power to stand in these last and evil days. I want to read another scripture to you, Romans 10, 9, and 10, you know, for those of you that are not saved, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart, thine heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So essentially it's just saying if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth your confession is made unto salvation. So you confess Jesus is Lord, and I do, Lord, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. Lord, I believe that you sent him to die for my sins because I need a Savior. And if you would just join in with me, for those of you that have not received Jesus, if you would just join in with me in this prayer. Father, thank you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you, Lord, for those that you have allowed to get access to this episode of the Smart Hour, wherever this finds them in time, God, to sound the alarm and for people to be aware, for people to be awake. God, I lift up those people that have not received Jesus as their Savior. And, Father, I send proxy. I stand with them, Lord, and I pray and ask that you would touch hearts, dear God, that people would give their lives to Jesus while your ear is still open to hear, and while the ark of safety is still open for people to be able to walk into it, that people will not feel like they have another day. People will not be under this huge deception that they have time, because none of us knows when our time is up. None of us even knows when the Son of Man, when Jesus Christ turns. So, Father, help us in the name of Jesus, myself, the listeners, everybody. God, help us to be sober. Help us, God, to be strong in this last evil day, to be strong, dear God, to realize that it is better, God, to say no to the mark of the beast and no to anything that's coming our way that is of the enemy, to say no to it. And if we have to endure death here on earth, then it would be better to do that and be with you in glory, to be with you in eternity, to be with you and have everlasting life. God, it would be better for us to do that than for us to take the mark or to deny Christ. God, give us strength in the name of Jesus. Give us divine strength, divine Holy Ghost strength. God, give us the willingness to submit to the Holy Spirit, that you will be able to speak through us, God, and give us the boldness, God, to stand up and say no in the face of the enemy. God, that we would say no in the face of the enemy, that we will not fear death here on this earth, God, that we would, because we don't even know if we were to face death. We don't even know if you would allow us to feel the pain. It could be that you just take the pain away from us, that we not feel anything. Father, help us. Give us a fresh anointing, God, a fresh no in our spirit to say, no, we will not take it. And yes, we trust you, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. And for those of you that have not received Jesus as your Savior, if you would just pray this prayer with me. Lord, I believe that you sent Jesus to die for my sins and that he rose again, that you rose him, you raised him up from the dead. He is Lord. You raised him from the dead to be my Savior. I acknowledge that I need a Savior. I acknowledge that good works is not going to get me into the kingdom of heaven. It is what I do with Jesus. It is who he is in my life that will get me there. And so, God, I receive him all over again as my Savior. I receive Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. I receive Jesus Christ as the way maker. I receive Jesus Christ as the one that you sent to deliver me and to redeem me and to save me from the hand of the enemy and from this lost world. I receive your son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins and that he rose again in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I believe this with my whole heart. I believe this with my heart. And for those of you that just prayed that prayer, feel free to add what you want to add. God knows your heart. But it is about what we do with Jesus that will ultimately be get us saved. It's not enough even to just repent. Although we do need to repent of our every sin. Yes, we do. We need to ask forgiveness. Even once we're saved, we need to repent and ask God for forgiveness. God gives us grace to repent. But that ability to repent had a cost. There was a price with that. That price was the blood of Jesus. That price was him dying on the cross for our sins. That was the price that was paid. And so we have to accept him and receive him for the sacrifice that he made. Because without that sacrifice, we don't have a way to repent. We don't have a way to be saved. My prayer that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and that you confess that with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And if there is any part of you that doesn't believe, that just be real and honest with God and ask God to help you, and he will. For God is God all by himself. He was God before we got here. He'll be God when we leave. And he does not need man to prove that he is God. But he is a gentle, good, good father. And if you just be honest with him, if there's anything that you're challenged with in your beliefs, if you would just be honest with him, he already knows anyway. But you will find, I know for me, being honest, I found every time I open up to God, I find that I just get closer to him. And I just love him even more because I see how much he loves me. It's the more naked and transparent I am with God. He already sees it anyway. But my response to let him know, I know you see me, and I ask you to help me in my nakedness. I ask you to help me in my error, in my sin, in anything that I've done wrong. I ask you to help me, Father, because I can't do this by myself. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus, which afforded access for me to even talk to you and to be in your presence. It was him. And so, when it comes to us being saved, it is all about what we do with Jesus. And God, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, God, I pray that you will fill people that do not have the Holy Spirit, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even with the evidence of praying in tongues, to speak directly back to you. I pray that you do it for him, Father. I pray that you do it for him, Father. I thank you so much for even using me to deliver this word. I pray that I've done what you've asked me to do over. Speak to them even after this episode is over, please, God, and reveal to people what you want them to see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for revelation. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit in me that leads me into all truth. Thank you for choosing to use me. It is my prayer that I stay humble before you, that my flesh never glory in your sight, ever, that it never glory in your presence. Every word that you give me is to speak to people is from me first. So I thank you for every warning. I thank you for every correction. I thank you for every empowerment message, not only for myself but for others as well. Thank you, God, for speaking to us still in this evil earth. Thank you for a word. For there are times in the Bible where the heavens were shut up and nobody heard from you. Thank you, God, that you are still speaking. And thank you, God, for the ear to hear. Thank you, God, for the Spirit, the wisdom to obey, God. Thank you, God, for the wisdom to take heed to your warnings, God, to take heed to the signs, to take heed to everything that's going on in the earth. Thank you that you won't allow anything to happen without letting your prophets know. And for any measure, God, that you use me in that way, I thank you. I give myself away. I give myself to you that you would be able to have your way and I would be your mouthpiece in the earth. Use me as you see fit. Be fit, God. This is the reason I was born. And so I pray again that you would bless the listeners and that you would give them strength to withstand any mark, any scan, any deception or delusion of the enemy, that you would give them, that you would give me, that you would give us strength to stand. Give us strength to stand through your Holy Spirit in us. But aware, alert, and sober, that nothing sneaks up on us, but that we know, God, what's going on in the earth. And that we're bold enough to walk with you and not care about people thinking we're weird or we're strange or we're always talking about end times, always talking about that. God, give us the boldness to be the church that you've called us to be. And the ability to trust you that you would give us balance with everything.
balancing our walk, balancing what we speak, balancing and being able to communicate and navigate throughout the earth. Balance, God, as we remember that you've called us, you've chosen us. Give us strength, discernment, Father, please. Make us aware, Father, please. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Everybody that does not have your Spirit, fill us, please, God, with the Holy Spirit. We need him. That's the only way we're going to make it in this last day is with you. With you. Father, thank you. Thank you so much that you love us. Thank you so much that you warn us. Thank you so much that you make us aware and that you speak to us. Good Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Lovies, for listening in on the Smart Hour. I could pray for hours and hours and hours. Absolutely love to talk to God. He's such an awesome God. And I'm truly grateful that with everything that's going on, even though sometimes it can be heavy, the revelation of what's going on can be heavy. It can be heavy to carry some of the things that God reveals. But I'm so grateful to be sober. I'm so grateful to be saved in this day. I'm so grateful to have the peace of God, to know that nothing will happen that hasn't first sifted through his loving hands in my life. And for those of you that don't have that, you can have that too, because God loves you, and that's the very reason why you're listening to this message. God loves you and wanted you to know that and to hear it. And so here I am to be his mouthpiece in the earth to let you know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only, whoever shall believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You still have time to have everlasting life. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening in on the Smart Hour on this episode called Trojan Horse. Hopefully everything has been clear to you. If it has not, feel free to reach out to me via email. You can reach me at MissTanishaSmart@gmail.com. That's MissTanishaSmart@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. And if I don't know, I'll seek the Father and ask him for answers. Either he can give them directly to you, or if he decides to speak through me or somebody else, that will be his choice. But we will get the answers that God wants you to have. So God bless you again, and you guys have a wonderful night. Be sure to tune in next week. Good night, everybody.
Been listening to the Smart Hour with Tanisha Smart. Real voices, real issues, and real solutions. Be sure to find and follow us on Instagram at The Smart Hour. Like us on Facebook at The Smart Hour. And tune in right here next week for more. You won't want to miss the time The Smart Hour will add to your life.